Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Nyack School District Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, June the 21st. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Do we have a motion to accept the approved agenda?
Amended agenda, yes. Motion.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Dr. Montesano.
Yes, we're going to move right into our recognition portion of tonight's meeting. And we have three separate areas of individuals we're going to be recognizing at this time. And I would like to begin by recognizing those members of the Nyack staff that have achieved 25 years of dedicated service to the Nyack Public Schools. So, on behalf of our Board of Education and our Nyack School community, we extend sincere appreciation and congratulations for reaching 25 years of service to our school district. One of the cornerstones of effective educational programs in any community is stability of staff. Stability provides opportunities for staff to become part of the community at large, to build trustful relationships with families, and develop deep understandings of the values that represent your community. In today's organizations, mobility is very widespread, and loyalty to a singular job or organization is not the norm, and that does include even my New York Mets. This is also true in our profession. Your commitment to Nyack Schools has contributed significantly to its success. You are a large part of the tradition of excellence, and we hope that you will remain with us for at least another 25 years. We want to congratulate each of you, and at this time, I'm going to be calling your names. I believe only two of the three individuals are here tonight. I know Sarah Cohen out of Liberty School is not here. So the first individual I'd like to recognize is Linda DeLillo. So now, we're going to be recognizing our Nyack High School retirees. Those are the very happy people you may see sitting in the chair. On behalf of our Board of Education and our Nyack School community, we thank our retirees for their years of dedicated service to the countless students you have served with distinction. You have our warmest appreciation and admiration for your contributions to this outstanding school district. Collectively, you represent the very best of the rich traditions of excellence in the Nyack Public Schools and have placed your students above all else. Collectively, the folks that we'll be recognizing here tonight represent 302 years of dedicated service in their careers. In the years that lie ahead, remember us fondly, embrace the knowledge that you have left a lasting legacy. You have shaped and molded many minds, many lives who represent the cornerstone of our future. We wish you happy adventures, wonderful new friendships, and memorable experiences in your new journey. At this time, I'm going to call each of our retirees that are being recognized. Again, not all are here tonight. The first three individuals were not able to make it tonight. That would be, out of Nyack High School, art teacher Kathy Buckley. We also have two teacher assistants at Nyack High School. They would be Patricia Burns and Linda Cataldi. From Liberty Elementary School, teacher assistant Angela Chalacombe. Angela, can you come on up? Yes. You notice the big boxes we have for the retirees. That's the incentive for 25 years to keep working. Guidance counselor from Nyack High School, I know, is not able to make it tonight, Raquel DaCosta. The next individual I've gotten to know pretty well, as he had served the administrative building towards the tail end of his career. One of the few males that I get to talk to in the mornings over in the administrative building. I'd like to recognize at this time Greg Easter. Two individuals that are not able to be here tonight, senior clerk typist from Nyack High School, Shelley Group. And teaching assistant from Valley Cottage, Sharon Hall. I believe she is with us tonight, special education teacher from Nyack Middle School, Annie Mills. And she's one of the few individuals tonight that is going to walk away with two recognitions, and that, once again, is Elaine Peterson from Nyack High School. This next individual, in many different ways, is just really represents a true spirit of Nyack High School. I know tomorrow night, weather permitting, will be a very emotional night for her. From our music department at Nyack High School, Drew Pluhowski. We have two remaining individuals to acknowledge who both are unfortunately not here tonight. Christine Tobin, senior clerk typist, Nyack Middle School. And Nyack Middle School science teacher, Kathy Van Song. And at this time, I'm going to turn the microphone over to President Hughes, who has a recognition for a very special member of the Nyack Board of Education.
Thanks very much. So you may be aware that the Nyack Board consists of seven board members, But you'll see as you go around, we have our district clerk with us, we have our assistant superintendents and our superintendent, but there's a very special person who joins us every single meeting, representing our students and representing them very ably, Hunter Andrasco. You have been a phenomenal lead. You have been a phenomenal representative. You've not been afraid to tell us like it is. You have truly been there for the kids, which is incredible because that's what we say we do. But you've been there, and if there are any members of the student body here tonight, I'm sure they will acknowledge that. So thank you so much for such wonderful service, and we do have a little gift for you. Sorry, a little unprepared, so don't move. Oh, it's not a girly bag, thank goodness. On behalf of the board, thanks again. What we'd like to do is... Get up?
Heartwarming. Any board comments?
Sure.
Michael, Mark?
Sure.
Just a quick comment to thank you all, retirees, who I'm sorry to see go, but congratulations, and you all are smiling. Yeah. Some of whom I've known for quite some time and really appreciate the service you've given to the district. For the folks that have 25 years worth of service, you are the people that add stability and continuity to this place. And even if we have disagreements, I think there's an underlying feeling that everybody supports the effort. And part of that comes from your longevity. And it comes from the commitment that you've made to the district. And it's something that I know that we appreciate very much. 302 years of service is a long time. Gave me a chance to look it up. That means you started in the year 1714. when the typewriter was first patented. And also a highway in the Bronx was laid out that later became 233rd Street. We've come a very long way since then, and it's because of your service and your commitment. We thank you very much.
Well, I will just say, nights like these are nights that make you so happy and proud to be a board member. It's so fun seeing all the wonderful people, teachers and faculty that we have in our schools. And just thank you so much, and congratulations to those of you who are retiring, and I hope to see you all around still. So thank you so much.
Sure. A friend of mine recently retired from my organization, and when you spend this many years in an organization, I look around the room, and it becomes like a family to you, so it is really hard to leave. And I said to her, Nina, what are you going to miss the most? And she says, the people. So I know that as you go on to your second act, you're going to miss the people a lot, but thank you so much for your service to our school district and to our children. Thank you. And I would be remiss, Hunter. You have really, really been phenomenal. You stood the test in terms of some of the toughest issues we've ever had to face in terms of our student population. And you did it with style. You have your own unique style. And good luck to you at Binghamton. Yeah.
I was thinking tonight as I came in that this was a great year. I feel like we got a lot accomplished this year. The district is moving forward in directions that I'm really proud to be a part of. And for all of you teachers who have put in all these years of service and are retiring, I mean, you're an integral part of that. And we can't, you know, we're sorry to see you go, happy that you're moving on to new things. And I'm just wondering out there, how many of you are saying, wow, that went fast? Because I suspect that might be saying that. Because I can just say for a fact that Sarah Cohn and I were in elementary school together. So it's, I don't even want to think about that. But congratulations to all of you, and I wish you the best of luck and success for your next phase. Thank you.
Jenny,
I was going to save my Hunter comments for my board report, but since James started, and I have to say, I've just been so impressed by Hunter. Just looking at your mom, such an impressive kid. Everything you say, he is so well-spoken. I learn from him at all these meetings, so I will miss you. Can't wait to hear about Binghamton, but you really just did an amazing job this year. It was a pleasure working with you, and it's great to be able to talk about kids like him, you know, just talk about your youth and how impressive they are. So thank you for everything, Hunter.
So in closing, I just want to read a short piece that I found online today. It said, "The retirement of a special teacher is a watershed event for a generation of students. We associate favorite teachers with our youth, a time when life was vibrant and schedules seemed simpler. Those mentors who gave us understanding and advice after others had crushed our fragile egos will always have a special place in our hearts. Likewise, the no-nonsense teachers who challenged us and in the process taught us the joy of learning, helped shape our careers and our successes. I know that my life has been shaped over the years from teachers from my youth, and it's still being shaped by the teachers I see shaping my children's career and life and education. And I thank you on behalf of the board. You know, we are worse off for losing you, but we do wish you all the best in retirement. It is obviously deserved. And for those of you who've done 25 years, hanging for another 25 if you can, please. We'd love to keep you around. Hunter, thank you for your service. You've been an exceptional student rep, and we thank you. We will miss you. But good luck on your next journey. Okay. With that, we will adjourn or take a short recess to celebrate our retirees and our 25-year members, as well as Hunter at this time.
If we can ask the retirees to step forward with the 25 years, we'll get a quick picture of the board.
Okay, yep, okay.
Photo.
Okay, we'd like to reconvene. Okay, before I, could you please, Okay, thanks, Lisa. Before we proceed with the agenda as stated here this evening, I'd like to hand over to Dr. Montesano to address a personnel action item.
We're going to pull two items from the action agenda at this time, simply because members of her family are here, and we want to make sure that she's able to get her daughter home at a reasonable time. So it's going to be with great pleasure that I am recommending to the Board of Education, and I'm speaking directly to items 6.2 and 6.4 on your agendas, and Lucia Pichardo, who is currently the Social Studies Department Chairperson, will be resigning, which is 6.2, from her position for the purpose of accepting the position of appointment as being recommended to the Board of Education at this time as the new assistant principal at Nyack High School. This is to replace Dr. Tracy Smith, who is moving on to become the principal of Sleepy Hollow High School. And I can simply advise the board that Lucy has been with this district for 13 years and has served the department with distinction. I really do consider myself a very well-read professional in my field, but I will share with you, there's not a book I read that Lucy said, oh yeah, I read that one, but you should really try this one. She really is a consummate professional with full of energy, and I'm really excited to have her instructional leadership, compassion in working with students, to be at the right arm of Principal Saiva, and I really think it's going to be a wonderful addition to the high school. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Montesano. So, do we have a motion to accept action items 6.2 and 6.4?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. Any commentary?
Just happy for the change.
Welcome.
Congratulations. This is a wonderful honor. We're pleased to have someone from within grow into a position such as this, and we know that you're going to do really well. So congratulations to you and your family. Any other comments?
Yeah. Congratulations. Welcome aboard again. Yeah. In new capacity.
So hold the applause because we actually haven't appointed
her
yet.
That's right.
Don't say that. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Congratulations. Okay. Do you want to invite her?
The protocol typically is after we do this, anyone is here on Lucy's behalf, this will be a good time to use the exit door. You're welcome to stay for the entire meeting, but if you have other things to do, this will be an appropriate time to exit. Thank you all for being here.
Congratulations.
Well done.
And those of you standing, there's some empty seats there if you would like to find a seat as well.
Those retirees must be really happy.
Yeah,
they're
hanging.
Couldn't wait
to get out of here. All right.
Wonder what Lisa put in the punch. Yeah. Okay. So my report's short this evening. I just want to comment on an event that I attended this Sunday that had nothing to do with school. It was a fundraiser at my neighbor's house, and it was called RTA, Rehabilitation Through the Arts. What it is, it's a program that some volunteers have put together to go into correctional facilities and prisons and bring art to inmates. And there was an alumni from one of the prisons who came to talk to us. He's been out 3 years, successful. He's got an apartment in Manhattan. He's running his own business. And he talked about how inspiring it was to have people come in and give them something else to focus on while they were incarcerated. He talked about how as a youth, as an eight-year-old, you know, he came from a very, very broken home. He couldn't read and write, but he got into prison, and through this program, amongst other things, it inspired him to read books. The big thing was reading books, getting books. He talked about they do plays. They do anything in the arts. And he talked about how much it meant for them to put on a play and have 200 people come and applaud them as they performed, as they did something worthwhile and got recognition, and it really warms my heart. The program talks about the recidivism rate, that's the rate of recurring going back into prison, in New York State is 40%, In the country, the average is 50%, and inmates in this program, the rate is 5%. They have 100 inmates on the waiting list waiting to get into this program. So what does it have to do with school? Nothing in and of itself. But as I was listening to him talk and thinking about the program, I couldn't help but think about the things that we do in our school that prevent our kids from getting to that point. The point of this for me was that it's important to do outreach to people, in our case to students, to kids, who have nowhere else to turn to, who are looking for that little boost that says, you can make it, you can do this. And I just want to say thanks to our administration, to our teachers, those retired and those still here, who execute these programs on behalf of our district and do so much, especially for our at-risk kids. That's my report. James Marshall.
Thank you, President Hughes. I have a very short report, but before I begin, I was talking to Mrs. Gillen about my son who recently came back home from UCF. And I just wanted to ask if we could just pause for a moment and think about the folks that were caught up in that club, because one of his closest friends was supposed to be at that club that night, and he decided not to. He actually worked at the club. So I just ask if we can have a moment of silence for them.
Absolutely.
Thank you. My report, again, as I mentioned, is very, very short. I attended the Waldron Terrace Homework Club end-of-year celebration, which I love going to that. And again, thank you to our administration. Thank you to Senator Carlucci for assisting with funding for that. Linda Pappalardo is just amazing. And I walked in, and Lisa is here tonight. She can attest to this. I walked into the ceremony, and she was out in the hall, and she had just gotten a note of thanks for a student, and she just broke down crying. It's a great opportunity for our high school students. If you need to do community service, get in contact with Lisa, your office, would it be your office?
Yes.
To see if you can volunteer. But what that program is doing for the Homework Club, for our middle school, it's just phenomenal. So that was great. And then I also attended, along with most of my fellow board members, the Rockland County School Board Association dinner honoring our district clerks, and was pleased to have our own district clerk be recognized. She's so shy, Linda DiCicco. So,
Linda. I work with her every day.
Maybe. Oh, really? She's so soft-spoken and shy. But I just wanted to, you know, acknowledge that, and that is my report.
Jen Machina.
I have a very short report tonight. I was just going to share that I got to spend some time this weekend with some recent graduates of Nyack High School who had just gotten back from their first year away at college, and really great group of kids, had worked really hard in high school and were going to all great colleges, and they were just sharing some interesting information, which I thought I'd share at the board meeting. One was they were just sharing how prepared they felt for college. You know, that they kind of went away to college and they almost were feeling like it was easier than Nyack High School in some regard. You know, and it was just you know, really, I think a compliment to our district and our teachers about how well prepared they are sending kids off to school. And then the other point, we've got a lot of people in the room tonight, so I'm just bringing this up, not as in any sort of official discussion, but just some information that they had shared. I wrote an article to share with everyone, just to maybe think about and absorb a little bit. They were talking about high school rankings, and they, again, were kids that were pretty much towards the very top of their class, but they were just talking about sort of the positive and negatives of high school rankings, and a little bit how some schools in the South, where some of them have been going, looked at rankings in little different ways in terms of, you know, maybe if kids were above 100, considering putting them all in the same rank versus individual numbers. So I just wanted to share the information. It just gave me a little bit of something to think about. This was just an article that I saw in the Washington Post that was on the topic. I just made copies for everyone. You know, again, positives and negatives of it, maybe one thing to think about is sometimes when that ranking system is in place, how kids may focus on that number and put some extra stress on themselves to achieve a certain number versus learning for learning. Just one piece of it. I think there are other sides of it as well, but I just thought it was really just good information from kids who did great in our schools, love our schools, and we're just, you know, we observe some good stuff. So just a piece to put in our heads to absorb and think about. And that's it. That's my report.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mark.
President Hughes. Not much to report. There are a lot of things going on at the end of the year, a lot of end-of-the-year activities. I just wanted to spotlight one thing. I attended the middle school concert in the daytime, at the seventh grade middle school concert, and it was just fantastic. We have a new young crew of teachers there who are running the chorus and the band and the orchestra, and they really put on an excellent performance, and I just wanted to make sure that David Johnson and the staff over there got some recognition for it. And looking forward to a perfect weather graduation that Dr. Montesano has obviously guaranteed us.
And yeah, provided we do it indoors.
I know, there's a possibility of a little bit of weather, but we're gonna cross our fingers and hope for a good night. Mm. Looking forward to that. That's my report.
Thanks very much, Michael. Dan Urban.
Thank you, President Hughes. Like I said earlier, I think I just get the feeling that this year was a really great year. I've sat in this desk here, or whatever, this table, for 5 years. And for this year, I think we tackled some pretty significant issues. We talked about the breathalyzer policy and hashed that out. We had some happy events, like the opening of the softball field and the turf field. And I just think that we accomplished a lot this year. And I just want to point out, for all of our new teachers and our administrators that are here that survived their first year, congratulations. They deserve recognition for getting through the first year, and I hope they all felt it was a positive and enriching experience. This is a very tiring week for me. We've got this meeting, we've got two graduations, but this is a really exciting week, and it's a lot of fun. And since we're not going to get a chance to say this to our graduating class on Thursday, I wish you all the best of luck. I hope your dreams and your aspirations are met and achievable, and I hope you look back on your time at NIAC and remember with fondness all of the friends and relationships you've made, and that they steer you well into the future. And everyone else, have a great summer, and see you back here in September. And that's
Thanks.
My report. Thank you.
So, Lisa, you definitely put something in the punch, because I have totally read this wrong. So, Dr. Montesano, superintendent's report.
For a minute there, Hunter, I thought we were being over.
I know. I
figured we'd hurry our way through the agenda.
We just like talking.
Yeah. Just a couple of quick items. One, I do want to just mention regarding Trustee Mark, who is incredibly humble. He gets around this district, and those that know him, you know, he's a professional musician that is extraordinarily talented, and he uses those talents consistently with our young people in our schools. And I know factually, I was over at the elementary Waldron graduation ceremony a few weeks back, and there was Mr. Mark, not only with his guitar, but writing a song, lyrics specifically to that group of kids, and they're highlighting their accomplishments. I received a phone call this morning from one of our new principals, Principal Mr. McCore over at Upper Nyack, and just telling me, you know, Jim, I have to tell you, we had just this most amazing program today at Upper Nyack Elementary School, and you never guess who our keynote was, and of course it was Mr. Mark and his guitar. On behalf of the district, I just simply want to recognize you and thank you for sharing your enormous talents with all of us. So thank you. A couple other quick notes. One is with regard to graduation, we are going to be putting out through Ms. Ayeva's office by noontime tomorrow a decision with regards to graduation ceremony. It does look, I actually haven't been home yet to really pay attention to the weather reports, but the reports I'm getting from the service forecasts we subscribe to does not look very favorable, but Friday does look that way, so we don't want to impede the beautiful ceremony itself, so look forward for that decision by noontime tomorrow. Secondly, we did put out a notice regarding our water lead water testing with regard to elevated lead, and we advised our community that we did have five sinks. None of them were water fountains or sources of water. We are in the process of going through protocols in accordance with Environmental Protection Agency to identify whether it is these aerators that are on the faucets themselves or has something to do with the actual faucet or the plumbing. And we've got a first level of reports that have advised us that it does look like it's the aerators, although we're now taking them off, doing a second level of testing, so we should be able to identify those very shortly. In addition, we did get a report back. The only district, the only school we did not have, well, two schools we didn't get reports from, but only one of the schools has NIAC students in it. NIAC High School, we got a clean report on all the water sources samples that were tested at that site. We do have one area, which is kind of surprising, at the old high school. Again, a non-water fountain. My understanding, it's not a well-used area that we are shutting off. And what I hope and intend to do is to get an updated report out to the community as soon as we have a finalized report, and also clearly the remediation that we'll be taking to take care of those specific areas. Lastly, the last thing I want to mention, I will be putting together an updated letter for phase three of our bond referendum projects in terms of the summer projects we're doing this year. Tonight we're making the final bid awards to get all those projects off the ground. As soon as the students leave us on Friday, we're going to be mobilizing and staging that high school area. Most of the projects, almost entirely all the projects, are connected to NIAC High School this summer. So the high school will essentially be off limits because it does involve roofing, a number of areas of new boilers, and a number of things which will be outlined in my letter, in addition to the fields, the upper field, as well as the field below, which now has a track and surface down below. So the other area which we've accelerated is Upper NIAC. We're going to be doing a roofing project simply to take advantage, which was not scheduled for another year, to take advantage of the drop in oil prices. We got a tremendous price of the high school roof, and we got another new which will be awarded tonight for the Upper NIAC roof. So I just want to make those announcements. Oh, my right-hand person here reminded me today, tomorrow is Wednesday. The decision about graduation is noontime Thursday, so I apologize for that, and thank you.
Thank you, Colleen. Okay, thanks very much, Dr. Montesano. You know, in retrospect, maybe it's not a bad idea that I did mess this up. Hunter, you do get the last word for the school year as a board report. So, Hunter Andraska.
Thank you, President Hughes. First of all, I just wanted to say on behalf of the entire student body, thank you to the Board of Education. I don't think I was expecting the amount of respect that you have not just shown myself, but the entire student body. So thank you to the board, to Dr. Gregory, to Dr. Montesano, to Carlene, and to Linda. If we could get a round of applause for them. They definitely deserve it. And lastly, I just want to introduce one of my good friends, Indigo Golub, who will be taking my place next year, and she wants to say a couple words, so I want to invite her up here.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, so I'm Indigo Golub. I'm so excited and grateful for this opportunity to be the student body president. I'm really excited to work with the teachers and the parents and the students, as well as collaborate with you guys. This is an amazing opportunity. I'm looking forward to a great year in the fall.
And I hope to see all of you, or at least most of you, on Thursday at graduation, and that is my report.
Thank you, Hunter. Okay, Dr. Montesano, any responses to prior citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns?
There are none.
Okay. This time, we take citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns, and we have a list that we're going to get to, as there are quite a number of you in the House this evening. I am going to impose the time limit of 3 minutes per speaker, if you don't mind, so that we can give everybody an opportunity to come through and make their statements. Okay? So we'll work through this list as we have it. First, we've got the Teen Council. Teen Council in the house?
Yeah.
Could you come forward?
Hello, good evening.
Now hold on a moment. Hold on. First, you've got to come up. You've got to use the mic because this is on podcast. And could you state your name for the podcast, please?
Hello, my name is Renasia Lewis, and good evening. I would first like to publicly thank Dr. Bassano for coming out to our Teen Appreciation Dinner last Tuesday. He gave us some encouraging words and great advice, which we are here tonight because we do not want to miss opportunity to voice our concerns on the removal of Mr. St. Vic as Dean of Students. As we understand that this is a personal issue that you may not be able to discuss or comment on this, we wanted you to hear what we had to say.
Hello, my name is Shamali, and I am part of the Knights and Teen Council and a student at Nyack High School. I am a black girl raised in a place in which I am forced to understand myself as an African American navigating among people who see me less than or make comparisons to other groups. But the one thing I always knew about myself is that I may not have always had things, but I have people, St. Vic in particular. With St. Vic, I do not have to always be on guard with immeasurable expectations, but knowing that my errors always cost me more. With him, I do not have to constrict myself to make other people comfortable. Don't get me wrong, he held me to a standard that was often higher than others. Believed that I could do things that others never questioned because one look in their eyes told me that they didn't think I was capable. Even things I did not believe I could do myself. And because of that, I did succeed. It was not as easy as I wanted. Sometimes it took me more than one time. And sometimes I got into trouble or was provoked by another dean. But when I went into his office, I knew he would be fair and genuine, and anything he told me was for my own good. He didn't bend any rules. He always told me that it was inside of me and all that I needed to find, and that I needed to find and work hard at it and stay out of trouble too. He didn't want to have to talk with me again. You see, our injury here is not being born with darker skin, fuller lips, different hair, but in everything that happens after. If you remove St. Vic, who is admin, will I have that understands that, but has still preserved? Who will be my example and my friends' examples? Who will be the example for the white kids to look at and know it could be done when we are reading books like I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, or Their Eyes Were Watching God, or study history and read about blacks being enslaved and none of our other greatness? Do you know we were once kings and queens? Anyway, please reconsider. No, I demand that you reconsider. I am a student. School is about children, at least for the betterment of them, for us to learn and grow. How can you support a decision like moving him from admin and say that you care about all students? Frankly, there are only 8 black adults in the building. How many staff does the high school have? I know we have about 1,000 students or more, and close to 250 of them look like me. How could not having one black person of the 8 in the building not be considered to work in administration?
Hello, my name is Tyron Turner. So excuse my speech right now, but I just had surgery on my mouth. But I had to come here tonight to voice my concern about St. Victor no longer being dean. As a young black male, there aren't that many positive black role models in Nyack High School. St. Victor was a major key in me staying on track with my academics as him being a dean of students. If he is removed, who in admin will I have that understands me, that looks like me? Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Nyack NAACP?
I think she left. Saul Francis earlier.
So she's still
here. Oh, she's still here.
Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Could you state your name for the podcast, please?
My name is Celinda Whitted. I'm representing the NIAC branch of the NAACP this evening on behalf of the students and their concerns regarding Mr. St. Vic. I just want to bring to your attention, Dr. Massasano, you brought up the stability of staff. I understand he's still in the building, but at the same time, that instability has just rocked the boat with a large portion of your student body. And we think that it's important that you pay attention to that and see what you can do to find a way for him to keep his position. The fact that the kids came out here, they brought us out here, it means this matters. They're letting you know that this matters and it really needs to be reconsidered. As a student myself who went to Catholic school, didn't have, you know, blacks in positions of power, went to high school, didn't have too many blacks in positions of power either, finally in college, like, met somebody that was in a position of power, it does something. And then it really wasn't until I went to the Dominican Republic and I saw everybody of color in positions of power. And I was like, wow, is that what it feels like? Now, the kids that you have here, they're fortunate enough to have seen a black president get elected into office, but they need something a little closer to home. He is leaving office, and they need something in their community to look up to and to sort of encourage them so they can then reach those heights. So I'm really hoping that you open your ears and try to find a way. There's always a way to give them what they're asking for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim Cross?
Hi, my name is Kim Cross, and I'm the executive director at NIAC Center, and I'm here for our kids. We're so grateful to all of you for all of the support that you give to NIAC Center and for our many collaborations. As Renesia mentioned, Dr. Montesano, you know, graced us last week at our first Teen Council Appreciation Dinner and gave such encouraging and supportive words, and it actually is because of some of the things that he said that they're here tonight to voice their concerns. So I want to thank you for that, Jim. We have all heard and we have all read that research shows that African-American students, especially African-American boys, are disciplined more often and receive more out-of-school suspensions and expulsions than white students. Even more alarming is the 2010 finding that over 70% of the students involved in school-related arrests or referred to law enforcement were Hispanic or black. A 2010 survey of 72,000 schools, kindergarten through high school, shows that while black students made up only 18% of those enrolled in the schools sampled, they accounted for 35% of those suspended once, 46% of those suspended more than once, and 39% of all expulsions. Overall, black students were 3.5 times more likely to be suspended or expelled than their white peers. Among students who were classified as overly aggressive, African Americans were more likely to be disciplined than any other group. However, this trend varied based on the racial background of the teacher. Researchers have found that once black students and white students are both placed with the same race teachers, black students' classroom behavior is rated more favorably than white students' behavior. Research also suggests that black students as young as age 5 are routinely suspended and expelled from schools for minor infractions like talking back or writing on their desks. A look at those facts. The overzealous application of zero tolerance often gets the blame, but research shows that there is a more complex scenario at play. Racialized disproportionality in the administration of school discipline is a national crisis, and I know you all know this. And I know that you all know that suspensions are often the first step along the pipeline and play a crucial role in pushing students from the school system and into the criminal justice system. There is a clear connection between suspensions, low achievement, and dropping out of school altogether. And the link between dropping out of school is with incarceration later in life. Specifically, students who have been suspended are 3 times more likely to drop out by the 10th grade than students who have never been suspended. Dropping out, in turn, triples the likelihood that that person will be incarcerated later in life. In 1997, 68% of state prison inmates were school dropouts. If we know that African American students are disproportionately disciplined, if we know that the racial background of the teacher and the staff and authority has a leveling impact on the treatment of students, if we know that 44% of the children in the Nyack public schools are children of color, if we have a beloved African American man in a position of authority, why would we ever remove him from that position? In the 14 years that I've been at Nyack Center, St. Vic has been a person that our children could talk to when they didn't have anyone to talk to. He was a person they could go to when they couldn't talk to their own parents and their own family members. And I implore you to reconsider this decision that's made. Obviously, we don't know all the ins and outs, but I can't stress enough how strongly we all feel about keeping him as a dean in the administration of Nyack Public Schools. Thank you.
Okay, Alan, I can't,
Pesner.
There we go, Alan.
37 years in Nyack Public Schools.
I won't forget that.
Teacher, coach.
Okay.
Good evening. First of all, let me assure you that both Jose, who I know since 1970 when I started teaching here, and Mike Hughes, when he came in to the high school in 1990, I taught with both of them. Jose was a player when I was a coach. This is not a matter of one over the other or anything along that line. It is a matter of decision making and the process. All right. Decision is made, and an outside source comes in and makes a play, a conversation, a presentation, asking not for the betterment of Nyack Public Schools, but rather for another school district where that individual is working. Working along with Jose. Jose, in order to make it to this other position that he holds, needs to have the high school time schedule. If he has an elementary time schedule, he can't make that other commitment, which in effect affects directly the outside person who took his side and made a presentation. From that conversation, as I understand it, a decision was changed, and it moved to move a different instructor out of the high school. Those are decisions that the powers can make. However, I've been here tonight, and I keep hearing stability, consistency, loyalty. Ooh. Stability, as we all know, Jose is the nicest person you'll ever meet. Honest, true, cares about everyone. Never in all the years that I know Jose St. Victor has he ever said a bad word about anyone, even me. Mike Hughes, top of the line. Came in, learned the system, took over the system as we got him ready as I was leaving 10 years ago, and has done nothing but made it better. He's got his own plan. He's a high school instructor. Jose's a high school instructor. And it just, there's other options. There's other options to get this all settled. The desires and the needs of Nyack Public Schools, Nyack High School mainly, and just I'm asking for a reevaluation of your decision and to really take a good look at the process and what really was behind the intention of making that change. It was not for Nyack Public Schools. And with that, I just have you reevaluate. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. It seems as if we have two people who want to speak together, Tara Blinn and Julia Trahan. Is that correct? Please state your name for the mic when you speak.
Good evening. My name is Tara Blinn, and tonight I'm also here to speak on behalf of Mr. Hughes. While I was in high school, I had the pleasure of knowing Mr. Hughes in two separate entities. One is my varsity tennis coach, and one is my gym teacher. Throughout my years at Nyack, Hughes quickly became my favorite teacher and someone I looked up to, and I'm sure many of you could say the same. Throughout his years at Nyack, he has touched the lives of so many students, including mine. He gives so much to the school. Not only does he excel at being a gym teacher, he coaches two varsity sports and he runs the weight room in the spring. The high school would be suffering a great loss if they were to move him to Valley Cottage Elementary. The high school is where he's best. He has the ability to reach students, he's a great mentor and a role model, and he is someone that many students look to when they need advice or help. I know that I did. Even though I no longer attend Nyack, Hughes is someone I still look to for guidance. This just goes to show that the relationships he creates with his students go far beyond just high school. He is someone who genuinely cares about his students, and moving him to the elementary school would do the high school and its students a huge disservice. It's inexplicable to move someone who has 20 dedicated years to the high school. Not only is it not fair to Hughes, it's not fair to the current students who look to him as a role model. This is Hughes' home away from home, and it has been for 20 years. It's not fair to move someone who has the most seniority, and to my understanding, someone who wasn't the original choice. I hope you reconsider your decision. The high school is where he belongs. He has 20 years' experience working with high school students, and to move him to an elementary school where he'd be working with 5 to 10-year-olds is an adjustment no veteran elementary school teacher should have to high school teacher should have to make. Lastly, I would hope that this decision does not revolve around a single sport. There's more to school than sports, and that's coming from a 6-year, 3-sport athlete. And there are certainly more sports than just football. High school is Hughes is tenured with the most seniority, and that should count for something, when there are other non-tenured options to be considered. While I understand that this is not viewed as a demotion or an indication of his performance, it is, however, definitely not in the best interest of the students at either school. Thank you for your time.
Hi, I'm Julia Trahan. I met Hughes about 4 years ago when I was going into eighth grade when I went to the varsity tennis tryouts, and he like took me under his wing right away. I was not comfortable when I first got there. There were so many people so much older than me, and I was terrified, so scared. But then he just came, he's like, hey Jules, what's up? How are you? And I'm like, good, I'm nervous, so nervous. And then I got on the team, psyched, I was so happy. I don't think I'd ever been that happy. And then, of course, I was still in the middle school because I was in eighth grade, so I didn't really get to see him that often. But then when I went into ninth grade, and I was a freshman, I was young, I wasn't that ready. I got there and I was nervous. I couldn't find my class. I couldn't find my, I think it was my sixth period class right after lunch. And I just went to his office. I was like, Hughes, I have no idea where I'm going. I don't know where to go, because it was like this weird class that was like all the way at the other end of the building, and he helped me, and he helped me after practice. He would always just like be there for me, and I don't know what I would have done if he wasn't there, and if I didn't see him. If he wasn't there all the time at high school, I don't know what I would do. I'd be really upset, and I just don't understand why you would choose to move him down. I want everyone who's ever been helped by him to stand up. Anyone who's ever, like,
anyone who's ever been able there, anyone who's ever helped, anyone who's ever known him to be such a great person. I just don't want to see him go. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we seem to have a group that wants to come up together. I'm not sure where the division is, so you'll arrange yourselves. Lisa Blinn, Genesis Rivera, Michaela Fields-Aim, Lauren Murphy, and Jenna Brady. Is that the collection? Okay. Okay, Lisa. Did you want to speak, Lisa?
Sure. I mean.
Take the mic and state your name, please, Lisa.
I'm Lisa Blinn, and I just want to tack on to what Tara, Julia, and Alan Pesner said about Mike Hughes. I did send a couple letters to Dr. Montesano regarding this issue, and I just feel that there was a celebration of someone's 25 years here tonight. Mike Hughes has had 21 years in the district, and that should be commended as well to transfer him, although I know it's not a demotion or an indication of his performance. I think that there are other options, and there are compelling reasons why he wasn't the first choice to be moved. So I think that a lot of consideration needs to be given to seniority, tenure, and performance also as well.
Hi, my name's Lauren Murphy. I'm a senior and I'm going into college in the fall, and the whole college process for me was a nightmare. My parents didn't understand college, so when it came time, I had this top choice of Cortland, and I want to go into education, so that's like education school. And every day when I would have gym, I was like one of the only seniors in my class, and I would like walk around the track with Hughes, and he would tell me all like the ins and outs of the school, and I just thought that like, and I wasn't close to Mr. Hughes like as like a underclassman, but to have that support when I didn't have at home meant a lot. So.
Genesis Rivera.
Hi, my name is Genesis Rivera, and I'm speaking on behalf of St. Victor and NIAC students. Blah, blah, blah. This makes you really nervous. Okay. In all honesty, like, it saddens me because I've spent 4 years with St. Vic, and it's not like, to me, St. Vic was a father figure away from a father figure. Like, my dad wasn't here for me. So to have someone in the high school where I can go to and I can talk to them, and I can talk to them about family life, whether it's religious or just things that are going on at home, like, that means something to me. And it means something to a lot of these kids, as you can see. Like, it's not a joke to us, or not that it's a joke to anyone, but it's serious to us because we're all here to speak on his behalf, and kids are here to speak on Mr. Hughes' behalf. There's so many kids that he looks out for even after they're done in high school. I'm graduating either Thursday or Friday, depending on the weather. So even after high school, like, he looks out for us, and he helps us find a school if we can't find it. He helps us through his connections. And where do you, like, let's say I'm looking for a job and someone knows St. Vic, like, I can use him as my connection because I went to school with him and I know so much about him and we know each other on that personal level. I know that there's, like, a kid who isn't here, but Adonis Alsame, like, he helped him along with Michael Rampone and all the football coaches. And I just think that it should be reconsidered and he should be kept as a dean.
Thank you. Michaela?
Hi, I'm Michaela, St. Victor, and I have
known each other for 4 years now. When I first went to the high school, he's the one who told me to do NIAC track, but at the time I couldn't because I was doing the musical. For me, St. Vic is my father. Like, he's like a very important father figure because my dad was never around when I was like, well, he wasn't around as long as a kid. So St. Vic was the one person I really looked up to. Like, I inspire to be him. He makes me want to get up every day and push myself harder. Like, he's also my track coach when I joined sophomore year, and then this year as well. Without him, I probably wouldn't have been able to teach others how to support themselves. I had a lot of very insecure problems at my house and with my mom. So he was there to help me through. Like, at one point, I just didn't want to go to school. Like, I was going to leave school. He's the one that stopped me from going. He sat me down. We had to talk about it. We cried. We talked. He has not only helped me, but helped so many other kids, no matter what race. He cares about everyone. Like, his kindness, and it's like, approaching him is so very easy. It's just like, him talking is just very, very warm. It's a very nice feeling you get. And just like taking him out of that, and like for kids not to be able to see him, it's gonna hurt them so bad. Like imagine you're a little kid going into high school. Like, wouldn't you want them to have that experience of that warmth and care? And like, you just can't take him away. Like, I understand there's some personal issues, whatever the problem is, but at least try to reconsider. Find a way to make this happen. Find a way to keep him where he is. Because I know he's happy, and so are we. Thank you.
Thank you. Jenna Brady.
Well, I just wanted to say something short and sweet about like both people, St. Vic and Mr. Hughes. Earlier this year, I was suspended for this thing, and this is very serious. But I had to sit outside St. Vic's office for a little while, and like I was freaking out like the entire time because I've never gotten in trouble before, and all of a sudden I was being suspended. So, but in my freaking outness or whatever you want to call it, he came to me and he was like making jokes with me. Like, he was just so comforting, and like that was pretty great of a person to do that. Like, mostly like in my case. And then for Mr. Hughes, like, he's just been such a great, like, teacher overall. Like, I, not being the most athletic human being on the face of the earth, I don't like gym at all, or phys ed or whatever. And so, he just made it so much fun, and, like, he actually made me want to go to class. Like, if he wasn't my gym teacher, I'd probably never go. So, that's it.
Alyssa Sullivan. Please state your name for the mic.
Alyssa Sullivan. I'm also here to speak on behalf of Mr. Hughes. He was my physical education teacher for all 4 years of high school and had a huge impact on my high school experience, as he has on countless other students in his 21 years of teaching. Before starting high school, I remember both of my older brothers, who are 6 and 8 years older than me and are in the district, spoke about Mr. Hughes in high degree. They told me that Mr. Hughes was one of their favorite teachers in the high school, and to seek him out as a familiar face in such a big new place. That is exactly what I did, and that choice has produced only positive outcomes for myself ever since. He helped me improve my work ethic, perception, self-reliance, and kindness to others as a student and an athlete on and off the field. I fondly recall a major turning point in myself that Mr. Hughes helped create. I was in the 9th grade and had made the varsity softball team that year. After a few successful games, I received a starting position on the field. Instead of happiness and excitement that any other young athlete would feel, I felt anxious and worrisome. Not because I was nervous to play, but because I was concerned that I had taken the spot of one of my teammates. I went to Mr. Hughes to voice this concern, and his response was, "You cannot think about that. That is not the right mindset. You have to focus on yourself and enhance your skills as a player and for your team." He was right. After this conversation, I remember I immediately changed my approach to the game. I was more aggressive, confident, and hardworking, not only as a player, but as a person, too. This is only one small story of one student that foreshadows the thousands of stories that thousands of students have in result of Mr. Hughes. During my time at the high school, I have witnessed Mr. Hughes extend himself as a mentor to many. He truly goes the extra mile for his students and has a degree of selflessness, care, and compassion that I've never seen on such a large scale as that of the high school population. He has such a high quality skill set that, in my opinion, would serve most useful at the high school level. Mr. Hughes has dedicated so much of himself to the high school. In addition to being a great physical education teacher, Mr. Hughes is also a committed tennis, hockey, and weight room coach who shares so much knowledge to his fellow faculty and students. His absence would be a major loss to the high school community. It is appalling that the proposed transfer of Mr. Hughes is an order and not a request. I and others feel that it is outrageous that someone who has given so much is being pushed out of the community he helped create. Any institution would be more than lucky to have Mr. Hughes, but Nyack High School is his second home. Please reconsider the transfer of Mr. Hughes and keep him at the high school. He was an integral part of my high school experience, just as he would be for many more students to come. Thank you.
Finally, Eric Soder, is that the pronunciation?
Eric Soder is my name. I'm going to be honest and straight up, my high school career is probably not shining. I was suspended 3 times. But in that time, there was 4 people in that high school I trusted. John Castellano, Kirk Allen, Jose St. Victor, and Mike Hughes. Those are the only 4 I feel like I could talk to. First time I got suspended, St. Vic was there. I knew St. Vic for 8 years. I was a water boy on the football team. And hearing about that breaks my heart, to be honest. Mike Hughes, I've known him for six years. My sister, girls tennis, and he's been a role model for her for 6 years. I've known him. He was my gym teacher. And just the fact that it's an order and not a request is just unbelievable. Mike Hughes has given so much to St. Vic. He's been there for me, and all these people are here for him. I really don't feel like I have to say anything else.
I thank everyone for presenting. As you're well aware, matters of personnel, we do not discuss in public, but we do thank you for your comments and your input this evening. Okay? Thanks very much. Are there any further citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns on any items on the agenda? No? Okay, we'll move on to action items. Dr. Montesano, anything to call out for the business?
No, just I mentioned earlier in my report, item 5.2, which is the Upper Nyack roof replacement itself. I would just maybe just take a pause. The board is not going to certainly make any decisions on the comments that are made here tonight. We're going to be just concluding the meeting by taking action items on the agenda that is on the table. So if any of you would like to leave and get home, this is probably a good time to do that. Saying about item 5.2, that is the award recommended award for the bid for the roof project at Upper Nyack, and the last two items under the business, the 5.14, 5.14, and 5.15, are also 2 remaining. One dealing with the mechanical, which is structural steel, which is needed to support the air conditioning unit that's being placed at the high school, which will be taking care of the auditorium, the cafeteria, the music room, and division center. And 5.15 has to do with some plumbing upgrades that we were not able to award in the first round of bid awards, but that will enable us to really get started on all the projects that we had anticipated originally in terms of the bond referendum.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Montesano. Do we have a motion to accept business action items 5.1 through 5.15?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Dr. Masano, anything in particular to call out on personnel?
No, just simply to thank, we have had a number of openings. I mentioned assistant principal, we're still actively involved with the director of guidance position. We've had a number of teaching positions, new teaching positions, replacements of some of those retirees we saw earlier. And I just want to thank members of the community, the school community, some of our students. In fact, Hunter was on our director of guidance committee. As well as some of our parents and our staff, along with administration at the building level, who really got ahead of the curve with regard to getting the process started, which enabled us to really get a good look at the best of the pool of applicants, and I'm very pleased with the selections or recommendations that we're making before the board tonight.
Excellent. All right. Do we have a motion to accept action items 6.1, 6.3, and 6.5 through 6.23.
Question. Is it possible to have two deans, or you can only have one dean?
Well, you do have two currently. You have two part-time deans at the high school. Victor Romeda fills one of the roles.
Oh, he is the other dean.
So those are part-time positions?
Those are part-time positions, yes.
Who's the other position?
Victor Almeida, and the other appointment you're making tonight,
Don DiMatteo. Do we have a second on that?
A second.
Any further discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Okay. Please note for the record, Trustee Marshall has abstained. Trustee Irvin, Hughes, trustees Irvin, Hughes, Maraschino, and Mark are in favor.
Sorry, James, that's an abstention of the whole lot?
I apologize. Abstention for 6.17.
Okay, so for the record, if you could note that the abstention from Trustee Mark is for item
Marshall.
Marshall.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
About that? I mean, it's just with so much discussion tonight on this, and just with James abstaining, is there a way to put one item on hold till the next, to put item 6.17 on hold till the next meeting? I mean, it's just, that was clearly a lot of information that we got this evening.
We don't discuss in public. It's here. It's an appointment.
The only thing
you can do is make a motion to table it.
That's the only thing you can do.
And you need support from your fellow board members.
That is correct.
But I would really refrain from any discussion about personnel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So let's do this again for clarity.
Right? Just take the ones that we know about.
Well, the motion was on the floor. So
the motion was on the floor. Okay, so the motion was... But we then had to call out 6.17. So just for... Are we withdrawing the motion?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe the board has already taken a vote on, unless I misheard that, on all items.
We did take
you
a
had
vote.
One abstention, four in favor. That action is going to carry. You are simply clarifying the voting for the record, not the vote itself. I'm telling you for the record, and you would really have to probably, look to see what, if the board was motivated to undo your vote. I think what I would suggest you get, board attorney's review on that. I'm not really quite sure myself how you can undo something, short of another motion at your next meeting. But your vote has been cast.
Has been cast. That's accurate. So, James, your abstention was for the whole thing, because that's the motion that was put out there. So you've now abstained on all of section 6 personnel.
Well, that part I think
you can clarify. You asked for a clarification, and I can do an abstention for one item.
But the question is whether James, though,
that likes to mess things up.
I don't know, honestly, I really don't know how to go about rescinding a vote that's already been cast, short of making some form of new motion. And I, you know, my suggestion to you is to carry the vote, and, you know, we can get, you know, if you know, you don't have a full member board here tonight, but I would really seek counsel in terms of what way to undo that, if that is the motivation of the board.
We should carry the vote on this, right? But we've cast a vote. So what's the procedure for saying I'm changing my vote?
Nobody here to answer that question. But
all right.
She feels she votes in an error. I think we need to give her the chance to say that she voted in an error.
Sorry, I'm just thinking here.
Is that what you're saying, that you voted in an error?
Well, I guess.
But wait a minute. It's a vote. So you either in favor, oppose, or abstain.
Right, and I mean, I guess my question was about delaying it till another meeting, because whether I, but you know, there's, it doesn't sort of matter what my vote is anyway. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I do. I mean, it sort of doesn't matter if everyone else votes stay where they are anyway. It's still a majority, so the. Yeah.
If you have something that you want to do.
We don't know. So we don't even answer
as well. Right, but I'm just saying.
Well, irregardless, I mean, the way I didn't hear what Michael I'm saying said. This is okay. That irregardless of okay. What Jen's vote yeah. is, nay, yay, or abstain, you have four votes that carry the vote, because Mr. Marshall is, Trustee Marshall is stating that his vote to abstain was solely on the one item 6.17,
right.
I believe.
That's what you're asking, right? Just that one item was my question about
6.17.
Exactly, 6.17.
So that's
so the motion is going to carry regardless.
Exactly, regardless. So we'll just keep my vote where it was.
Which is in favor of?
Of everything that we just voted on.
Okay, Linda, did you get that?
But
I understand it. Is that for item 6.1, 6.3, 6.5 through
6.16,
6.18
through
6.23,
we have 5 yes.
Correct.
Correct.
Right? And item 6.17, we have 4 yays, 0 abstain.
Zero nays, and 1 abstain.
And that would be?
Correct.
For the
record.
Correct.
Okay. Good.
Motion carries, rather. Okay, for the record, I would like to enter for, we have a resolution on the board which we will class Linda as item 6.24. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby denies a student discipline appeal made by the parent of student ID 160949. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
To accept the resolution, then.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, first off, discussion. Speak now. Whoever holds your peace. Discussion.
It's personnel.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Me. I'm opposed.
Abstain? The motion carries. For the record, please note that Leanne Irvin opposes the resolution. And the motion passes with 4 in favor. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
We are adjourned.